My name is Ella L. Jenkins. The L is for Louise, but most people call me Ella. As years ago, they say L.J., and so somebody would say Ellabella, all kinds of names. But it's Ella Louise Jenkins, but they call me Ella. Most people do.
My name is Mareva Lindo.
Mareva, yeah. Espanol?
Actually, yes.
Spanish.
Yes. And today is, I believe, May 3rd, 2017. We're here in Chicago. I am 28.
You're 28? Okay.
Soon to be 29.
Well, just a little difference.
Just a little. Just a little difference.
I was born
in
August 6th, 1924.
We were talking a little bit before we started about the opening night of the Old Town School. Do you have any memories of that night that you want to share? I believe it was like December 1st, 1957.
There weren't too many people at the beginning. And a friend who is no longer in Chicago now, Jenny Clemens and I, it came down because I think it was at North Avenue.
That's right.
So we thought we'd come down, and we were actually the first two people who had arrived on the scene. Yeah.
You and your friend Jenny.
Jenny
Clemens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about
her.
She
was a great, not only a great singer and. But a good, very fine instrumentalist, the guitar.
Yeah.
And but she's a very nice friend.
Yeah.
And loved to sing and team up with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, sing songs in a group as well. Fine solo piano guitarist. And, but anyway, we had a lot of fun together, and she also teamed up with other people. So I mean, one time she was playing, and because she just thoroughly loved to not only just sing, but she liked to entertain as well.
I've heard her playing. Yeah, she was great.
Yes.
Pick some blues finger style.
Yes.
Yeah. People. Wild women don't get the blues.
Yeah, wild women don't. Why that? I tell you, after she sang that song, she had so many new friends and wanted to find out all about that song.
Yeah.
And then there's a group of young people who always are interested in the style, her style of playing, what kind of chords she's using. And sometimes she'd have to stay after the show was over. What did you do on this and that? So
yeah, she was a great picker. So you and Ginny were a couple of the first people to be on the scene at the opening night. What was that like?
We felt maybe it's really here. I mean, for so long we were hoping, but we never thought it was going to really exist. And then here we are. And people started coming in. And basically we knew that it was there. People came, and some fine professionals, as well as some of the people who just had never appeared before. Crowd or
curious
public.
People.
It was really nice.
And Studs Terkel, I think, was there.
Yes.
Yeah. Big Bill Brunzy. Yeah.
People who would they were good names and good voices too for an opening for like a place like the Old Town School of Folk Music. I'm not sure if they had really fully named it, but anyway, it was. But folk music was the name, and that people really knew that something's going to happen around that title.
Oh, yeah?
And so was it going to be singing or having a good time?
Were you friend? How did you hear about the opening night? Were you friends with some of the founders, or do you remember how you heard about it?
Yeah, I knew some of the people, yes.
Okay.
I think Vince Strachey was one of the people, Frank Hamilton, and
Don Greening?
Don Greening, definitely not Don. Yeah, and
Gertrude Solker,
right? Yeah, I think it's better. You probably tell me who some of the people are. Yeah, because you're probably just looking up these people. I haven't used your names in a long time. Yeah, same.
Sure. Yeah, I've met Frank. I talked to him about the opening night, too.
Frank's still down south?
He is in Atlanta. Yeah, he started another folk school, actually, down
there. Isn't that something? I would love to go down there just to hear his southern sound.
Yeah, yeah. So you knew Frank or Wynn from before?
Frank, yeah. That was a very good friend. But we hated to leave him for the south, I mean.
Mm.
But he went down. But I think he really enjoys it. Starting his own little school.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be so little for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knowing Frank, yeah.
For sure. Would you guys play together or sing together sometimes?
I just got down sometimes one of the sessions. And if he's leading a song, leading, you know, a set, what we're all of those of us who came down, we just joined in. He was very much like Pete Seeger. He just got to start singing right away. Yeah, so, but Frank loved to sing.
Yeah.
Loved to play, especially. Then always get some young people who are just starting out trying to master that banjo. And they weren't over there constantly studying Frank, trying to see how he does this and how he picks that and whatnot, and getting right underneath where he's playing. And so,
yeah, he was a great instrumentalist, right?
He played it, and he played it in a way that people wanted to hear him, but also wanted to join in with him. Yeah,
yeah, that was a talent of his. Yeah. You have that talent too.
Well, you know, of course. When the folk school first opened, all the people, I mean, we really were surprised that it actually, the whole town school of folk music opening up in Chicago right on the near north side. Boy, that's just great coming down there. But I know that, and people were so blessed to come down, bring your instruments. They're all coming down. They had guitars, mandolins, they had all kinds of
banjos
and harmonicas. And so Ella came down with her little baritone ukulele. It wasn't so little, it was a little larger size. But it sounded pretty good.
Did you ever do some shows there for kids at the school? Or?
Well, because most everybody else was doing just regular concerts and for the whole crowd, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but a lot of people would bring their children to the regular concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, boy, it'd be nice if it had something specially for the children. And so we did some, you know, they weren't just regular folk songs, but because I'd worked at camps and whatnot, so.
Right, the YWCA?
Yes, and so we did a variety of things with the children. And we did some call and response chants and had an audience very much involved. Oh, there is some water here.
Oh, yeah. Need some help?
Thank you.
Well, are there any just special, you know, Old Town School memories you would like to share with us in general from your time that, you know, you spent there over the years?
Just coming down to be with the people at the school, hearing the songs that you don't generally hear, you know, like if you on the radio.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I guess that might be it for today, but thank you so much for your time, and I enjoyed hearing about your...
Well, thank you for your time, because you just brought me back to some of the days of the folk school starting out, you know.